episode number 10 of Central Asia Through Africa. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Brian Baker. How is everyone doing? Today's episode is titled, Civilizations and Empires. Let's get right to the topic of today's episode. Rather than studying a civilization in isolation, this module allows students to evaluate civilizations in their own time and in the context of other cultures and cultures around them. In my teaching, I argue that the study of a culture is an opportunity to examine how other cultures in distant geographical areas, such as ancient China and Rome, cope with similar challenges and circumstances. I identify and describe the historical and cultural similarities between ancient civilizations of the Middle East and the modern world, and describe how they relate to each other and to other civilizations in the same geographical area. Pre-Columbian civilization was an extraordinary development in human society and culture, ranking with the earliest civilizations of Egypt, Mesopotamia and China as one of the most important civilizations in the history of human civilization. In the New World, civilization's roots lie in the agricultural way of life of the natives, and agricultural beginnings date back several millennia, perhaps 7000 BC. Domestication of successful food crops proved to be a long and slow process, and it was much later that the conditions for a lasting life in rural agriculture were created. It was also during the so-called agrarian revolution that hunter-gatherers settled as farmers and the first commercial farmers in the New World appeared in Europe and North America. The earliest civilizations began to form around the time of the Neolithic Revolution, and the most notable example is the Nile, the ancient Egyptians. The river was an attractive site for the first civilizations, because it provided a steady supply of drinking water and made the land fertile for the cultivation of crops. The early river cultures were hydraulic empires that maintained power and control through exclusive control over access to water. The river was an attractive site for the first civilizations, because it provided a constant supply of drinking water and game, made the land fertile for the cultivation of crops and made transport easy. Moreover, goods and people could be easily transported, and the people of these civilizations could hunt, fish and hunt, the animals that came to drink the water, and hunt and fish for food. This system of government was born out of the need for flood protection and irrigation, which required centralized coordination and specialized bureaucracies, as well as access to water for irrigation. Hydraulic hierarchy led to an established permanent institution of impersonal government, with changes in governance usually related to personnel, not to the structure of government. The decline of the Roman Empire was seen as an archetype for perceived decline, writes Harvard historian Glenn W. Bowersick. Westerners often see the rise and fall of empires as an important factor in the ideas and institutions that shape our society. Historians have traced the development of civilization from ancient to modern civilizations and from empires to civilizations. Trella claims that the dissolution of some civilizations may have been good or bad for others, but the rise and fall of civilizations had equally different effects. The Roman Empire is probably the most famous and was one of the longest, at over 1,500 years, but it was also relatively modern in many ways. As it spread throughout Europe, some people became rich and powerful, while others were subjugated and exploited by others. Some civilizations grow and desire to conquer distant lands, and many of the first empires rule the same land, eventually replacing each other as they fall. Some early empires were created by the conquest of surrounding areas by other civilizations, such as the Roman Empire and the Ottoman Empire. The Akkadian Empire was located in an area that contributed to the growth of many agricultural advances, and many city-states developed in this area over time. The area between the Euphrates and Tigris was the largest of the empire, so it is no coincidence that it arose from these two rivers. It is pointed out that many great civilizations have arisen near these rivers, such as the Babylonian Empire and the Assyrian Empire. This has contributed to the growth of the kingdoms, as some individuals, such as Sargon the Great, have been able to gain control of these territories from different people in these territories. The Hittite Empire was founded around 1600 BC and at its peak comprised the area between the Euphrates and Tigris, as well as the city, the states of Akkadian Iraq and Babylon. Due to its geographical location, there were frequent battles between the Hittite Empire and the Assyrians, who eventually annexed most of its lands and ruled the territory. With so much competition from surrounding empires, it had several weak periods under insignificant rulers. The Assyrian Empire was typically divided into three major regions: the northern, southern, and eastern parts of the country, and the southern part, The Akkadian Empire was the first empire of ancient Mesopotamia, making it the oldest in the world. The Assyrian Empire arose from a kingdom that was at that time the largest and most powerful of all the kingdoms of the Middle East and North Africa. The Assyrians have been under their rule since the beginning of time and founded their first capital Assyria around 2600 BC and then their second capital, Assyria, around 1700 BC. This has been Central Asia Through Africa, Episode 10. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.